You're taking it at the face value. I mean, shouldn't you be more wigged out than you are? I mean, you're taking it rather well.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. I mean, you know, hotels are really boring when you spend your entire life in hotels. And if you can stay in a hotel where there's something actually happening, you know.
Given that the appeal is global now, and I was saying earlier on that one of the things you robbed me of, I used to like introducing people to Nancy Griffith, and, you know, I'll play Five and Dime, and they say, who's that? And I just say, Nancy Griffith. But now, of course, everyone knows you, and you can't do that anymore. Did you plan on that? Because when all said and done, your act is, and what you do is down home, and it's a simple type of musicianship as opposed to the complicated Rick Wakeman who's coming on later on. Did you plan on conquering the world like this? And...
Well, what I planned on doing is basically I'm a songwriter, you know, and what I planned on doing with my life is writing songs. I wanted to grow up and be Harlan Howard or Jimmy Webb, you know. I didn't want to ever be a performer, and I played rhythm guitar and sang backup for so many people in bands that I ended up getting a record deal and making records, and then, you know, but it did happen slowly. It happened by, you know, one person telling their second cousin, and their second cousin went home and told their uncle, you know. And
who told the poltergeist, too? Yeah. Who told everyone in the hotel at the end of it. When was the first time? Do you remember your very first performance? The first time you got on stage, you thought, well, here we go, started strumming, and on your own.
Yes, because someone had canceled at a little bar. My parents were beatniks, and they had
what do you mean?
My parents were very unusual, and they were very odd, and they had a lot of very odd friends. And one of their friends owned a club, a folk club, cabaret in Austin, Texas, where I'm from. And there was a cancellation, and I was called in to come in and play. I was 14, and nobody came, and but I made
$11.
$11?
$11. But it was for the love of it, wasn't it?
Yes, and my mother and father listened very patiently.
Yeah, $11, yeah. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Griffith. Right?